expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we want to welcome you to Our Urban Story. Miss Diamond, what do you have to say to our listeners?
Yes, welcome aboard, everyone. Today is Saturday, December 2nd, 2017. This is the last month of this year, and boy, this year has flown by.
It really has.
I mean, there's so much going on, as we all know. This past week, we have several stories that we'd like to get to. So I think we're just going to jump right in. We all hope that you had a wonderful week. Obviously, the news about the acquittal of the illegal immigrant who murdered Kate Steinle dominated the news this week. As we all remember, Kate Steinle, I believe she was age 32, was walking on a pier in San Francisco with her father in broad daylight in July 2015. When, for no reason, she was shot to death by an illegal immigrant by the name of Jose Zarata. Mr. Zarata, a couple of days ago, was acquitted by a jury in San Francisco, California. Your thoughts, Barbara?
Well, it can only happen, I think, in San Francisco, California, because of the liberal attitude. They're focusing on some gun or whatever, but the bottom line is this man was here illegally, and this young lady is dead forever. And to acquit someone who committed such a crime is total injustice, total just disregard for human life.
No, I totally agree. The thing is, Jose Zarata, from what I understand, he had confessed to the crime.
Yes.
It happened in broad daylight in San Francisco. So it wasn't a matter of who done it. They knew who had committed the act. And so it's bewildering how the jury, why the jury would acquit this man flat out. It's not easy, and it's not even as if he got manslaughter, a reckless endangerment of human life. Even if the issues with the gun, he had no business with the gun. He had no business aiming it apparently in her direction.
He had no business being in America.
Absolutely, but just focusing strictly on the murder. I mean, he had no business with the gun, aiming it at Kate Steinle. Even if the gun was faulty, whatever the issues were with the gun, he had no business holding it, carrying it, aiming at her. She is dead strictly because of Jose Zarata and the policies that allowed him to come into this country after he had been deported, I believe, at least five times prior to her murder.
That is absolutely correct. You know, most of us have tuned in and chimed into the theme that we expect, what we expect from our President Trump, drain the swamp. Well, you know what? We need to start draining some of the local swamps. We need to start draining the swamp and getting some of these liberals out of office, out of our sight, so that people with common sense and dignity and they are attached to humanity in a normal way will be making some decisions. In other words, the atmosphere in San Francisco is so anti-American, it's so liberal, and you have the leaders in from that area who lead the bandwagon, and unfortunately, uninformed or unattached and let little information people listen to these so-called leaders that need to be drained out of the swamp and stop reelecting, stop allowing them to be reelected. We need to start draining the swamp in our local areas to clean up America and make America great again.
Yeah, the sanctuary cities, I mean, it just reflects, you know, I heard someone say, you know, the situation with Kate Steinle is why Trump won the election last year, because it became evident to a lot of Americans, most Americans, that the Democrats were not interested in keeping Americans safe. The Democrats were all for undocumented illegal immigration, open borders, because that gives them another voting block, or so they believe. So they're willing to risk the lives of Americans like Kate Steinle so that illegal immigrants can come in, and so they'll have another voting block. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame. And that is one of the reasons I believe and others believe that Donald Trump won, because he emphasized putting Americans first.
Absolutely. And I read someplace recently where he said, I was elected to build that wall. And that is a large portion of why he was elected. And he won this election legitimately and honestly, because we do want a wall. We are a sovereign nation. And we're tired of those swamp dwellers that keep saying we're not defined by borders. And they disrespect the sovereignty of this country, which they should leave.
Well, the Justice Department is mulling whether or not to charge Mr. Zarata with a federal crime because he did break immigration law.
Good.
And that does fall under federal jurisdiction. So he may be arrested by the federal agencies. It is a true miscarriage of justice. My heart goes out to the family of Kate Steinle, because that's just such a waste, and it's so unfair to her and her family. San Francisco being a sanctuary city makes it very dangerous for Americans.
Yes.
The sheriff in San Francisco, who has since resigned, refused to hand over this gentleman and I believe others to the Immigration and Correction Enforcement Agency, ICE, if I'm saying Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
That's correct, yeah.
And you're right. One of the impetus behind Trump's campaign in 2016, and one of the reasons he won, is that he promised to build the wall. The wall is more important, along with comprehensive immigration reform that puts Americans first.
Almost definitely. Most definitely, because, you know, Americans have reached a point after 8 years of being talked about around the world. We're sick and tired of being treated as if we're the worst people in the world. We want to be protected. Our safety is key. We want people who come into this country to abide by our laws, our rules, our regulations, or don't come.
Exactly.
Before I get too excited, let me give you the number that you can call in and let your voice be heard. The number is 973-925-4559. And that's how I feel about it. We need to have stiff immigration laws. We need to make sure that people abide by our laws. If you're coming here and we speak English here, you should learn English.
Right.
Immigrants who came here before, they made it a point to learn how to speak the language.
Because if I go to Mexico, I don't expect the Mexican government, the Mexican people, to stop speaking Spanish or to learn English just to accommodate me. I chose to go to Mexico, so it's up to me to learn the language of the people, and because that shows respect.
Absolutely.
Now, I guess I have to dig into the story more, but I think it is good news that the United States Senate passes tax reform.
Almost definitely.
And I think it does away with the Obamacare mandate. Any thoughts on that, Barbara, or we're still working on the story?
Well, I was looking at some of the votes that, happened to pass it. And, you know, the Democrats were not cooperative.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it passed. Mm-hmm. And, people need to realize that, you know, when they're always talking about our president being bipartisan and working with both parties, you know, when you have a hostile party, a hostile person, you know, it's very difficult to bridge that gap. And I'm proud of the American people, because we, the people, went out there and we changed the Senate from a Democratic majority to a Republican majority. True. And the House we have maintained for the Republicans.
Right.
And I'm very proud of that. But,
absolutely. And based on what I'm reading on Breitbart.com, I haven't dug into the story, and I really want to dig into it more to provide more detail next Saturday, God willing. But overall, based on the headline I'm reading, Obamacare mandate repeal is the most important civil rights victory in years.
Amen.
So
that's
correct. Obama's legacy is being overturned almost on a daily basis.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. because nothing that I can recall, and I'm trying to be, you know, fair-minded, mm-hmm. nothing I can recall that he did was really beneficial to America, mm-hmm. upheld our principles, our values, our Constitution, or any of that.
Right.
You know, he was so anti-American that it showed in everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm also glad that our president is pulling back on Mrs. Obama's food program, school lunch program, because that was not delicious, attractive, and it didn't accomplish anything. So they're pulling a lot of these things back. So I'm happy about that.
You know, I just want to go down a little quick list here. It's not comprehensive by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the things, some of the items that the Trump administration has overturned as part of Obama's legacy is the aforementioned Obamacare mandate. That's huge. And I'll provide more details on why that is so important next week. The treatment of Israel. We remember the stories from
Absolutely.
The White House, how Obama went upstairs to have dinner with his family and left Benjamin Netanyahu downstairs at the White House, how he was Benjamin Netanyahu was disrespected, called names by the Obama administration. And at the United Nations, the Obama administration basically abandoned Israel during key votes. The issue of Christmas. Mr. and Mrs. Obama would send out Christmas cards that just said Happy Holidays.
Absolutely.
Would not say Merry Christmas. Well, Trump this past week made good on his promise to wish Americans a Merry Christmas. And I just want to put a little color. It was regarding the national Christmas tree lighting on Thursday evening, November 30th. And Trump tweeted out this, and I think a lot of people really like this, particularly Christians. Quote, the Christmas story begins 2,000 years ago with a mother, a father, their baby, son, and the most extraordinary gift of all, the gift of God's love for all humanity.
Wow.
Whatever our beliefs, we know that the birth of Christ and the story of his life, and then Twitter ends, but I believe that at the ending of it is that the birth of Jesus basically changed the whole world. Mm. Now, in closing, today is a day, I'm going back to Trump, today is a day that I've been looking forward to all year long. It is one that you've heard me speak about many times before. Now, as President of the United States, it is my tremendous honor to finally wish America and the world a very Merry Christmas, Donald
Amen.
J. Trump. Amen.
Amen.
What a difference from the Obama legacy. And let me just go down my list, if I may. The military. The military is now more respected.
Yes.
They respect their commander-in-chief because they know he has their back. The issue of Iran. The United States government will not bend and bow down to Iran. That's another thing. And also, just the food program. You mentioned Michelle Obama's food program.
That's correct.
Is being dismantled.
Thank God.
It's just having a president who is willing to acknowledge our Christian heritage and not ashamed of it is stunning, and it's something that we need. Just take a moment.
Oh, I'm telling you, it makes such a big difference. I'm so glad that that lunch program is being dismantled. That was one of my pet peeves. And I'm so happy that our military is being acknowledged. And I am ecstatic about saying Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays.
And the White House is decorated so beautifully.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And there's a nativity scene.
There is.
And I think one of the things that, I'm sorry, Barbara, one of the things that the liberals hated was the fact that Trump was not afraid to mention the birth of Jesus Christ. That was a big thing. I know it caused a flutter on Twitter, but I think that was very brave of him. And I don't think any president of the United States, not even including Ronald Reagan, was so forthright and bold in the declaration of the Christmas story.
Yeah, and you know what really got me? Remember when his wife did that speech at one of his rallies and she... I'm sorry, President Trump's wife, our first lady, Melania. Mm. And she repeated, was it the Lord's Prayer?
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm
did.
Still remembering that.
Wow, yeah, that's true.
This is what we need back in America.
Right.
Because
right.
God shed his grace on this great nation.
Yes, yes.
And the liberals and the secular humanists have done everything to remove God from our consciousness.
You know, that's Barbara, may I just say this before I lose my thought? You know, when I watch television, I go to different stores. You're so right. They have been successful in really trying to push the word Christmas out of the public square. Holiday gifts, holiday shopping, holiday music,
tree,
holiday tree, holiday cookies, holiday. When the holiday we're talking about after Thanksgiving is Christmas. Now, we understand there's Yom Kippur, but that's really not a religious holiday for Jewish people. It's something they do. And then Kwanzaa doesn't begin until January 1st. So the only holiday we're really talking about is Christmas. And I've heard many Jewish people saying, I love Christmas. It's fun. I have no problem saying Merry Christmas. But you have those secular humanists and those who hate Christ want to push that out of the marketplace. But the good news is some stores are fighting back.
Thank God.
Bath and Body Works, they're saying Christmas gifts.
Wonderful.
And it's good to have a president that's not afraid to say Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. I mean, the godless, I mean, they not only, you know, despise Jesus, but they despise God, period.
They do.
And that's why I believe that they hate Israel so tremendously. Mm-hmm. Because Absolutely. You can't think of Israel and the Jewish people without thinking about God. Because
Absolutely.
They are His chosen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all there is to it. And when we have a president that covers up all religious signs and symbols at Georgetown before he would enter, you know, to speak.
Wow.
That meant we were in trouble. We were in trouble for those 8 years of someone who didn't honor the traditions of this country based on God's mandates. God designed marriage. Man didn't design marriage.
Right.
God designed marriage. A man will leave and cleave. And Jesus even spoke, you know, just reinforced what his father had said. And then all of a sudden, that's supposed to change because man is brighter and bigger than God, according to their own thoughts.
I just want to quote something Trump said at the National Christmas Tree Lighting.
Please do.
I think this is a very powerful statement. Melania and I are full of joy at the start of this very blessed season.
Amen.
Trump said, the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Unquote.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if there's ever a president. There may have been, but not in
recent history.
50, 60 years.
Amen.
Who has so boldly said, we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So I applaud Donald Trump, and I applaud his you know, one of the things I think one of the reasons he has the guts to say it, he's not a politician.
He's not
part of the swamp. He's used to just saying what he means, meaning what he says as a businessman to keep things moving. And I appreciate the candor and the honesty.
You know, I think he really appreciates how God blessed him even with his business. And he has an opportunity now to express it in various means, which is important for this country. Because we've been lacking that, and that's why I believe we've been with so much turmoil and so much hatred in the air, so much, you know, just dysfunction. We wouldn't have such a drug problem if more people had the peace and love of God in their hearts.
You know, I mentioned Israel as one of the key items I'm citing in the change in Obama's legacy.
Right.
And one of the things that's interesting is that in this coming week, the week of December 4th, in a speech that President Trump is going to give, he is expected to name Jerusalem as a capital of Israel.
Right.
Now,
right.
That is significant. Now, historically, Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is mentioned hundreds of times throughout the Bible between what we call the Old Testament and the New Testament. Quite frankly, it's not mentioned once in the Quran, so I do not know how Jerusalem is considered a holy city for Muslims.
It's not.
It's really not. So I think that's important for an American president to have the guts to do what he's going to do. The Palestinians want East Jerusalem for themselves, but based on what? Based on what claim? There is no claim. So that's going to be interesting. Now, the question is he going to order that the U.S. Embassy is moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? That may not happen this week, but declaring the Jerusalem the capital of Israel is very important.
Oh, my goodness. That's so wonderful. That needs to be done. And I know some people are going to be just, they're going to be livid. They're going to go crazier than they are right now. But that's the right thing to do. And I do believe that this run for the presidency, something that he talked about maybe 25 or 30 years ago, has really made him get closer to God. Because I don't believe in the business world he was as hated as he is now. But God blessed him to win. And, you know, like Franklin Graham said, even though the Democrats and others may have plotted, planned, and, you know, had raising the dead so that they could vote, they all forgot about the God factor. And we're happy with our president.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. And so we'll see how that. I know that the Palestinians warn of violence if Trump recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital. But we have to plunge ahead, go forward, because the threat of violence is always there regardless of what we do. So this is another turning point in Obama's legacy. Obama, as I said earlier, disrespected Benjamin Netanyahu. And as far as I know, sent some agents from the United States to try to support Mr. Netanyahu's opponent.
Yes, when he was running
for re-election.
Taxpayer money.
Prime Minister of Israel.
Yes.
But Mr. Netanyahu obviously prevailed anyway. Your thoughts?
Yes, yes. You know, when we talk about interfering in an election, we all know that Obama did try to interfere with the Israeli election by sending a team of people paid with taxpayer dollars over to campaign for Netanyahu's opponent. And that wasn't right, but he did it. And, you know, so, you know, when they keep talking about the Russian connection and all that, what did the Russians do? Did they clone people and bring them to the polls so they could vote? Did they, you know, have machines that would register a vote for Donald Trump? You know, please, I'm so tired of all of this, you know, going around in circles trying to say he's illegitimate. If you say he's illegitimate, then that means people who voted for him were illegitimate. Well, and I'm not illegitimate.
Those who have opposed Donald Trump have been trying to undermine his election since 2016.
They have.
They cannot change the fact that he's won the election, and they want to change that fact, but they can't.
You know, it's just so sad that people have such corrupt spirits that they can't even find any peace at all. We're going to take a break now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. 847-3880. Kale Orthopedic. High performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers, active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com
presents Our Urban Story. This is your friend, Barbara from Harlem, and my co-host is
Bebe Diamond.
And here we are back. Ms. Diamond, what do you want to talk about right now?
Well, let's talk about your book and how people can pre-order it. Please give them information.
Yes. Finally, after, you know, some time, we have the book. It's in the hands of the publisher, and all is well. You can go to Amazon, Walmart, and what's the other one? Barnes & Noble, and please pre-order the book. It's called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. It will be something that you didn't expect. It's not an ordinary book. It's based on truth. It's very riveting, and it has a lot of facts because I've lived these things. So please go to Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, or Walmart and pre-order the book. You don't have to pay anything. Just right. Pre-order it.
Yeah, I know on Amazon.com, you just put in Barbara from Harlem.
Yes.
And her book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, should come up. Now, when I pre-ordered mine, I did not have to put any money up front. The book is not going to be released until May, but you can pre-order it now.
Or sooner if we get enough orders in. Okay. And I was told that by the literary agent.
Nice.
So please help push these numbers up so that we can get this book and have it in our hands and give it to those who are in need of being transformed by the renewing of their minds.
Now, without getting into the content so much of the book, can you tell us, give us a brief overview of the book? What is the goal of the book? What was its mission?
The goal of the book is to change hearts and mind. My goal is to give you a little insight into my relationship with my God, my country, and my conscience. I want all of them to be, you know, on one level, one feel, one accord.
Right.
And I think all of us want that, for us to have inner peace. You know, you have to have some goals in your life. You have to have some things you prioritize. And surprisingly enough, I'm going to tell everybody, I am a registered Democrat. Mm-hmm. But my loyalty to my God, my country, and my conscience comes first. So this book will open up some insights, some hearts, and some minds, and let them know what's the most important thing in your life. Carrying a label that says that you're a member of some political party, and if that party is not going to help your conscience feel good, and it's not going to be in line with what God has defined, then what do you benefit from that title?
So the book, it sounds like it's going to be very interesting.
Yes.
Again, it's on Amazon.com, Walmart.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. And we're working out the appearance when you're going to appear and the autograph signing of the books.
That is correct.
And we also have those people in mind who have paid for the book already in advance.
Absolutely.
So we haven't forgotten about you all as well. So thank you so much. So it's going to be a very interesting book.
It is.
I want to go back to the issue of Donald Trump. Earlier this week, he got into trouble with the mainstream media in Great Britain and the British Parliament. In fact, they called it an emergency meeting of Parliament because he simply retweeted some tweets by what they are calling a far-right group, British First, I believe they're called.
Yes.
In the United Kingdom. These are led by a woman. Her name is Jaden. And what she does is she goes into different areas, some of them Muslim-dominated, saying that, you know, we're here, we are Christian, and Great Britain is a Christian country, which historically she is correct. She posted some videos showing a Muslim smashing the Virgin Mary, ISIS throwing a teenage boy off a roof, which are legitimate pictures.
Yes.
The third one may not be whatever it is. So Donald Trump, I don't know how got into his Twitter feed. He retweeted those videos from Jaden. And the British government just went wild. They went nuts. Oh, he's anti-Muslim. He's this or that. And they wanted to cancel his visit. I mean, Theresa May, the prime minister of the UK, took time out of her day to bash the president. Listen, Donald Trump's tweet to Theresa May, the prime minister of Great Britain, is, you have a bigger problem, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, than my tweeting. In other words, they do have a problem with immigrants from Muslim countries who are creating
and
violence.
And they have taken over.
That's right, creating certain no-go zones.
Yes.
In and around London, from what
Absolutely.
I understand, in different parts of the United Kingdom, grooming gangs that are grooming young girls. So instead of them focusing on the issues, they're focusing on the fact that Donald Trump retweeted those videos. It just shows how out of step to me the British government is with its people. I mean, you're more focused on that, and it's the truth.
And especially that Muslim mayor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, exactly. I mean, you know, I wouldn't even, you know, if somebody offered me a trip, a free trip right now, and they had London at the top of the list, I decline.
Right, exactly.
Because it's too dangerous. They have forgotten about the safety of their people.
Exactly.
How do you allow people come into your land and then set up no-go zones where you, as a native of this land, can't even venture into?
Exactly.
That does not make sense.
Right.
That shows what the liberal mind will do and how they will destroy.
Right.
Go right ahead.
So, but I think you're making a great point. And there's another point someone made, going back to Kate Steinle. I just want to quote this young lady who's in Facebook, and she's saying, quote, "I don't want to hear another word about gun control from the crowd who just allowed an illegal
a
felon in possession of a gun to walk." Boom, mic drop.
Absolutely.
She is completely right. You see the liberals, you know, and I don't really want to use the word liberal. I think they're more leftist.
They're leftist and they're godless.
Yes, I think that sums it up. I think that's more accurate.
Yes.
They don't respect our Judeo-Christian values. They put radical Muslims ahead of their own citizens. They will lie about the violence that's coming out of the Islamic world. They rather jump on Donald Trump, call a special session of the United Kingdom's Parliament to discuss Donald Trump's 3-week retweets, rather than discuss the fact that you have illegal immigrants in your country that pose a threat to the British citizens.
You know, I've always said this, and it may not sound very nice, but, you know, the liberals, the godless, they have more in common and they're more linked to the Muslims who are attacking us than they are to us, than they are to the average citizen.
Right.
You know, they can't, they're blinded by the little g god of this world to see the danger that they pose, to see the danger and the threat to other people.
Right.
You know, I mean, they can't see it, but when you become godless, you're uniting with other godless people. You're not, they're against you and I because we can see right and wrong. We can see danger and peace or safety.
Right.
And they can't.
Right. It's true.
You know, when things start happening, they'll say, uh-oh, but it's too late then.
Well, you know, the thing is about these liberals and many of them who, like in Hollywood, they have armed security guards. They have protection.
Absolutely.
While they're trying to urge that the government take up the average American's guns, they have guns.
Perfect example, Chuck Schumer.
Exactly. They have. They're such hypocrites. And
total.
I think that really was exemplified when it came out when NBC fired Matt Lauer.
Yes.
Who was making nearly $30 million a year, who criticized Trump for saying some inappropriate words before he became president, who criticized Bill O'Reilly, who was accused of sexual harassment. Now, Matt Lauer didn't deny it. He didn't say, I'm going to fight for my job at NBC. He accepted the fact that he was fired after it came out that he sexually assaulted an intern at the 2014 Olympics.
And Hillary is having a party because, you know, after they had that, I forgot what it was.
Commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm. From what I understand, behind closed doors, she said she was going to get him fired. Mm. So I know she is happy as a lark now.
Right.
But I mean, what hypocrites. But, you know, bottom line, B, when you eliminate God, mm-hmm. you're defined by the lies that you tell.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's very immoral. Look at how many are falling. Mm-hmm. Look at what's being revealed.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and why is that? I mean, these people have plenty of money.
That's true.
But they have no morals,
exactly.
No character.
Exactly. And what's coming out of Hollywood, Harvey Weinstein. And
yes.
Just all these people, a number of them in mainstream media accused
what
of sexual
harassment. What about Geraldo Rivera?
Geraldo Rivera, Russell Simmons is stepping
yes.
down from several
yes.
companies.
Yes.
So it's interesting and it's sad and it shows that without God, because the Bible tells us you should walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh.
Yes.
Walking by the flesh and you think you have money, you're protected. You're not protected because eventually it's going to come out. Eventually it's going to come out that you're basically a sexual predator.
Absolutely.
And Matt Lauer apparently was.
And you need to be held accountable. But also, you know, somebody said that women are too attractive and that's what causes it. You know, I don't agree with that because there's nothing wrong with being attractive. I just say now sometimes, you know, women need to be a little moderate. In other words, you're not going to a disco. You're not going to whatever. You don't dress appropriately.
Right.
You know, there's a place for mini skirts and all of that and,
right.
and low cleavage, but maybe it's not at the workplace.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I'm saying the men should have more character.
True.
They should have more character. And if they don't, they should be fired.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They should be dealt with because
right.
it's wrong.
Right. Let's talk about Mike Flynn.
But can yes, I just
please.
Say one other thing?
Sure.
But you know what? Hollywood and all of them, I don't feel sorry. I feel sorry for the women.
Mm-hmm.
But they deserve what they get because they have worked hard to sexualize our society.
Mm-hmm.
They have worked so hard, even in the commercials. They have little children act like they're seeing each other, going together. You know, and then these same people don't want to hear anything about you know, sexual restraints. What is that word I'm trying to say? Being celebrate.
Exactly.
They don't promote that.
Right. Exactly.
Anything like that. They promote promiscuity.
Right.
And then, you know, it's backfiring on
exactly.
them.
Exactly. What are your thoughts on Michael Flynn, who worked with the Trump campaign, former general?
And yes,
United States military. Now, there is a report that he's going to testify that Donald Trump, now president, ordered him to speak with Russian officials. What do you think?
I doubt that. You know, he lied to the FBI, and I believe he's a liar.
Mm.
And where's your proof?
Right.
If, you know, people are innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
But let me ask you once again, how did the Russians influence me to do what I did?
Right.
I'm a registered Democrat, but I voted for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No Russian came and twisted my arm. They didn't do anything like that. So what did Russians do? And then I heard somebody saying, well, the ads and stuff. Oh, Hillary Clinton, the ads. What ads did they promote? Her ads always focused on not her accomplishments, but on Donald Trump. How erratic he is. He can't be in charge of nuclear weapons. How terrible he is. What did the Russians say that influenced me? And I say nothing.
Right. That whole Russian situation is a red herring.
Yes.
I think it's a much ado about nothing.
True.
In the context of Donald Trump winning the election.
No.
The Russians may have reached out to a few people. Some people may have reached out to them.
But do they have proof?
Much ado about nothing. There's nothing. No evidence. I don't know how the Russians would have been able to skew the voting results in favor of Donald Trump. I don't know if they organized buses and organized transportation to the voting booths, or they threaten anyone to vote for Donald Trump or else. So unless you provide evidence like that, this is all just pie in the sky.
Yeah.
There's no concrete evidence that Donald Trump or his campaign influenced people to vote for, bribe people in any way to force them to vote for him.
If he had all of that already done, why did he have all of those rallies? I mean, every time you turn around, 2 and 3 a day, he was out there with the people, around the people, talking to the people and talking what we wanted to hear. We wanted to hear about a wall being built. We wanted to hear about immigration being regulated better. We were tired of illegals coming over, committing crimes, et cetera, et cetera. We want somebody to remind everyone that we are a sovereign nation. So, I mean, I don't even understand any of it because it's all bogus.
Right, it is.
It's really bogus. So I don't think that Flynn has that much ammunition because, number one, he wouldn't have had to lie in the beginning. But, well, you know, sure. You know, I think, you know, it's just sad that these people go out of their way to try to destroy someone. They're so vicious. They are really absolutely vicious.
I think one of the things that, I Flynn was accused of lying to the FBI.
That's correct.
Felony. I think one of the things that Flynn is doing, maybe he's trying to deflect attention from himself. So he's willing to sacrifice Donald Trump and his family. The certain members of the mainstream media are hopping up and down for joy because they think this is going to harm Trump. I don't think so. I think unless there's concrete evidence, this is not going to be very negative. It's negative in terms of publicity, but legally, I don't think it's going to be very negative for Donald Trump.
Right. I don't think it will either. You know, because if they had a boomerang, you know, they would have lowered the, you know, they would have thrown it. You know, they're just so vicious, you know. You know, and then people like Hillary Clinton don't help at all. When she did her concession speech, if I remember correctly, she mentioned something about working together in unity. All of that was a lie. She has been, like she said, she's part of the resistance. And she has been as anti-Trump as anyone. You know, I mean, it's sad that we have all of this discord in this country and we really can't afford it because we need to be united against people like ISIS. That's where our focus needs to be. And healing the, you know, healing our NFL if it's salvageable. Because from what I understand, the stadiums are getting emptier and emptier. And that's good. Because we should not tolerate disrespect of our flag, our anthem, or our country.
Absolutely. So I'm hoping that the Senate tax reform bill will have a really positive effect for middle class and working class Americans. From my understanding, just on the headlines, it should.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
Yes. Were you going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, when you're talking about the Republican tax bill, right?
Yes.
And do you know that there was a defector from on the Republican side? That was Bob Corker from Tennessee. He voted against it.
Wow.
You know, I mean, we have so many rhinos, Republican in name only, and that is the gospel truth. When the ones who voted against even some of the amendments, et cetera, et cetera, one thing you can say about the Democrats, they are unified.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
all of them voted no against whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they are unified, but the Republican Party is so scattered. Mm. They need to take a course in unity from the Democrats.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, so at any rate, I just wanted to mention also about Elizabeth Warren, who is raising stink because when Donald Trump was honoring the cold talkers, and I love them, mm-hmm. He mentioned that, he said Pocahontas, and that was in reference to her. Well, you know, when you throw a bone, the hungry dog is going to grab it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there is no evidence that she is a Cherokee Indian. There is no evidence, and she used a minority status, you know, when she was going to school and of that. She said that she was basically a woman of color.
Wow.
And that helped her career. But it's not based on any kind of truth. Wow. And from when I was reading about her, it said that she refused to have a DNA test.
Really?
Now, if you're so positive that you have this blood running through your veins so that you can claim minority status, why not?
Exactly. And that's a good point.
I have a friend up in Massachusetts, Boston, and I forgot the name of the gentleman who's running against Elizabeth Warren, but I'm going to find that out. And I'm going to make it a point that when we get on this air, on this radio station, to encourage people, and I hope some from Boston are listening, to get rid of Elizabeth Warren. She's a troublemaker and she's a fraud. And when are we going to get tired as Americans? When are we going to get tired of some of these frauds having all of these titles and getting paid from the taxpayer, from taxpayers?
Right.
And they're representing themselves. Mm. In other words, they get more benefit from being in office than the people that they're supposed to be working for.
Well, that's true. You're absolutely right.
And she's one of those that does not need to be or deserve to be reelected.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
Yes.
So, Barbara, just going back to your book briefly, can you give us the date roughly it's going to be released? I just want people to be aware. We know we talked about it a few minutes ago. We say May 2018, but if the pre-order numbers are up, you can get it released earlier than that.
That's right. That's what I was told by the literary agent, that if the pre-order numbers are good, very good, and let's make them outstanding, then it will be released before May. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm hoping that that will happen. But I think you're going to find this book very intriguing, very interesting, and very different. It's not just a black woman writing about, you know, some of the woes and this or that. It's just a woman who loves this country, who loves God, and who loves people. And, you know, it's a common sense book. And some things that have happened to me, you know, haven't been so nice. You know, I know what it is to be able to have a firearm legally, because it can be a matter of life and death. I have an incident in there where I was in a gun battle with the KKK. Mm. And I think you'll find that interesting and the results of that.
Right.
You know, and other things, you know, and as a black woman, I can't say that every time I turn around, you know, it was black and white. If I went on a job and I did a good job and I reported to work on time, I wasn't fired. Mm-hmm. I maintained a job. I got promotions. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, for black young people to be told that everything is so dismal, everything is so racist and you can't make it, I want to break that cycle. I want them to have renewed hope. And that's what my book should be, is supposed to be doing. That's my message. And even for these young mothers who get caught up in, what can I say, these little love cycles.
Yeah.
And having children, I put in there and in the book how I was forced to be a single mother when my husband abandoned me and five children.
Right.
And it's not a cup of tea.
Right.
Sorry. It's not easy. Sorry. It's very difficult. It's very heart-wrenching. And I want these young women to look at that, to read that, and think twice before you enter into that area. So, you know, the book is has a lot of interesting things in there and a lot of things that I shared.
Thank you, Barbara. We're in our last few minutes of today's broadcast. And thank you for sharing about your book. I know I've pre-ordered it. I'm going to encourage everyone to pre-order it. It is one of the best books you'll ever read. We just appreciate your support. Our condolences to the family of Kate Steinle and to all families that have suffered an injustice. We're hearing reports out of Libya,
yes,
which is in the continent of Africa, about slavery.
Yes.
It's shocking that slavery still exists, but it only exists, from what I understand, in Muslim countries. And I just pray that we're working on ending the slavery that is going on at this point.
Colin Kaepernick will go over there. Go over there. Stop the slavery over there.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
He's a total jerk.
Our hearts and prayers go out to those people who are suffering. And I also think of our military men and women who may not make it home for Christmas. We thank them for their sacrifice.
Yes, we do.
We honestly do, because without their sacrifice, we would not be free. And it's not easy. And I'm just so glad we have a president who has the backs of our military men and women.
And also, I think he has the backs of all of our people in uniform. Our police officers. He's not one of those who just hates police officers and think that they're doing such a horrible job. Without them, where would we be? What would it be like without them? So we're very blessed to have who we have sitting in our White House.
Absolutely. I think Donald Trump's victory is a miracle, quite frankly.
It is.
He was not expected to win.
Absolutely.
And the fact that he's won and he's overturned a number of Obama's legacies is tremendous, quite frankly. And I even think he's more conservative, I think, than Ronald Reagan.
You know what? It just dawned on me. You know, I think someone is listening who is not a supporter of Donald Trump. But you know what I want you to do? I want you to think about some of the things we said and just look at reality. Ask God to clear your mind and clear your heart so that you can see the truth. What happened in the last 8 years in this country? Well, did our military get honored? No, they were not honored. Were citizens talked about overseas? Yes, that's correct. Did black people find jobs and the employment went down? No, that's not true. Think about it. Learn how to just take some time, be alone with yourself, and ask for the truth to shine through your soul.
Well, we're down to our last 30 seconds of the show. And so, Barbara, any closing thoughts before we close out?
Please don't forget to pre-order Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem. You can go to, Amazon.com?
Yes.
BarnesandNoble.com? Walmart.com. That's what we know right now. Please push the numbers up so it can be published before.
And please share with your friends and family. Now, Barbara, you are on Facebook. What is your Facebook handle, please, before we go?
I think Barbara from Harlem. Okay. I'm on Twitter. And what's the other one?
Instagram.
I'm going to start doing my thing. You know, I haven't been doing it, but I'm going to start doing it. Thank you so much for listening to us. God bless you, and may God bless America.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 877-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you're looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.